Got it, Rex.
Oh, g'day. It's Tony, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Tony. I'm Simon Chu. I've had my forester in there some time ago, and I actually had a booking for a service some months ago, and unfortunately I ended up with jury duty and I had to cancel that. I was looking to reschedule that.
Yeah, what were we trying to reschedule, sorry? Was it a
service? Just a service. Yeah, it needs a service.
I'll give you the warrant quickly because I'm just in the middle of something. 2 seconds.
Yeah,
we're going to shuffle you over.
Sure.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
G'day, Warwick, is it?
Yes, yeah. Tony's passed me over. He said you wanted to rebook.
Sure, no worries. So what I'm trying to do is book a service, yeah?
Yeah. Have you already booked in? Or are you looking
No, well, I, see, this is the confusing part. There's several confusions here. One is that I had booked one in some months ago, and I ended up with jury duty, which I had to cancel because I couldn't get it in.
Gotcha.
Well,
let's look. What's your phone number there, mate? Let's see what we've got in the system.
All right, my phone number is 0419
327272. All righty, here we go.
And there's another complication in that since you saw the car the first time, it actually has a different rego now because I've got a custom plate on it.
Yeah, cool. No problem.
So whatever's in your system, if you've got the old rego in your system, you need to change that.
That's okay. The guys will fix that up on the day.
Okay.
Just for the general bookings, just go on our calendar. And then when it comes in, we just update everything on the day.
Okay.
That's cool.
Do you see the car? It's a 2009 Subaru Forester XT Turbo.
Yeah, I've got you there. So the earliest I've got Thursday the 27th of November onwards.
Okay, well, let me grab that because I think they're going to need the car of the week over the Christmas. So let me grab that. Thursday the 27th, is that?
Yeah, Thursday the 27th, and it's just a minor service.
Well, no, it's I don't know if it is. Let me just go through the issues. There's a few things. One thing I know for a fact is complicated because Tony reckons it was a nightmare. So Thursday, 27 November. And in what time of day do you want me to have it in?
8 o'clock, please, and we'll...
You want it in by 8 o'clock. Okay. So just going through what it is, one is, so it needs a service. I suspect it's drinking oil I seem to be replacing oil more regularly, so I'm worried about things like seals and other things.
Gotcha. And how much would you say over a standard 10,000K sort of interval? How much oil would you say you use?
Over the course of 2 or 3 months, I might have to put a bottle of oil, one of those.
Yeah.
I might put half a bottle of oil in. I don't think you should have to put that much in at that regularity.
So,
big bottles or anything.
When you say a bottle of oil, is it a 5 liter bottle or a 1 liter bottle?
Oh yeah, the five liter. Yeah, the 5 liter.
And you're measuring,
ones,
obviously, the dipstick when it's...
and you go and you go, oh, I better fill that up because it's getting a bit low. And that, I would not expect to be doing that every 2-3 months, seeing that kind of drinking, that usage. It's,
how many
cars? So I'm thinking seals
now?
Let's
have a look.
It's an older car, so it's not surprising.
What do we have? I've got, the last time we saw it had 192,000.
Yeah. So it's probably getting up to 210, something like that now.
Yep.
200 something.
Yeah, gotcha.
So yeah, it's done 200K.
So it'll still be, it looks like the service aspect at least will just be a minor service by the looks of it.
There's something else that must be fixed. I know it's a pain. When we accelerate, there's a boom at the back, and I understand it's something on the rear axle, a bush.
Yes.
And it needs to be repacked, and I know it's... But every time you accelerate, you hear it.
It needs
to be fixed.
Yeah. Let's have a look here.
That's not going to be easy, is it?
Uh, it's time consuming. That's all. So rear thud.
Tony, he won't remember it. It's been a while now, but he told me that's what it is,
yeah.
And I'd like to get rid of it because every time you accelerate, you hear it. It's a pain in the bum.
Done. Alrighty.
I understand from my wife, I haven't specifically heard it, but she reckons that the third gear is difficult to get into, so it might be a gear, look at the gears.
Would you say it's
crunching,
sounds like the synchro on that.
Crunching.
Third gear. So it's not something we can fix, unfortunately, if it is a synchro, because that's a gearbox out sort of thing.
You mean the gearbox is stuffed, or do you mean...
Well, if it's a third gear synchro, like generally a crunching sort of symptom there is, particularly on that model, third gear is very, very common for doing synchros as they get older. And what ends up happening is worse when it's higher RPM.
If that's what it is, what would we do?
Most of the time, it's cheaper just to do an exchange on the gearbox because to pull them down, it's more labour intensive than to replace them with a reconditioned gearbox.
But do you do that?
Yeah. It's generally a normal drive-in, drive-out price is around $4,800 on those. Yeah. So most people just drive around that because it won't hurt anyone. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, let's talk about it when you get in. Like, just tell us what the impact of it is. I haven't noticed it. She has, so I don't know.
No, it's cool. Sometimes it just depends on how it won't be like if she won't be driving it harder or anything like that. It'll just be it's more RPM related on those.
Yeah.
The higher the RPM, the worse they are, because the synchro is basically designed to mesh that selector between the two gears, and the faster they're spinning, it's the harder it's going to get.
No, I understand. So it's got new tyres, which was raised last time, so that's not an issue. The only other thing is not really something you've got, but basically for some reason, you might be able, I don't know whether you can, but my wife has had issues with the auto windows going up and down for some reason, but although today it seemed fine. Do you look at that?
We can. That's normally a switch related. So are you saying like it'll automatically go up on its own?
No. She's saying she couldn't get it. Like she'd opened it. She was down at Ocean Grove the other day and she opened it, but she couldn't close it. So it might be a motor or something.
Yeah. So it could be, switch or motor. Yeah. So now we can look into that. You can. Most of the time they just need to be serviced and just fixed. Cost point of view, they're just out of control from Subaru.
There's a reason I left Subaru screaming. Had a terrible horror story. So if can I put that on the list of
absolutely. I might not be able to fix it on that day, we'll see.
You can keep the car if you want. If you need to keep the car, you can do so.
Front windows. Windows.
And there is one more thing coming to mind. I mean, these are nuisance issues, but I understand there was the kids have had some problems opening the back door. Opening the back door from inside, and it's not child lock. If you could just inspect that, see if there's anything going on there in terms of the rear locking. There's something, maybe that's the window won't go up or down or something, but there's a problem with the one of the back passenger doors.
I'll put a note here. Let us know on the day. I'll just put a note here.
It could be another motor. Like it could be a common issue with all of them, like the motors or the fuse or something. Switch. Yeah.
No problem.
It's annoying. It's an annoyance that we just don't need.
No, that's fair enough. All right.
But we love the car. It's the turbo.
Yeah, they kill them.
They're not making Forester turbos anymore. They're not selling Forester turbos anymore. So
especially manual. Yeah.
No, I know. It's gold.
Yeah, no, it's a good little setup. We'll make sure we tick all those boxes. But yeah, if you think of anything else, just let us know on the day.
Well, that's all of it.
Nice.
That's the kind of the operational issues
it.
With it. But all right, so I'm booked into Thursday, the 27th of November, in first thing.
Perfect, mate. No worries.
Have a good night. If you need to keep it that day, it would be useful to tell me, because rather than kind of park at the cafe across the road and work, I'll just leave it with you guys.
Yeah, the guys, look, it depends. Like, we'll know within the first hour what sort of time frame. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So I might have to have a coffee or something across the road.
Yeah, just have a coffee and then, we'll go.
Say this. For each of the issues I've mentioned, I would like to resolve all of them. I don't want to... I don't want to come back from something else, so I'll just leave it with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
I'd rather do that.
Yeah. So even if I just mark it down that you're going to pick it up Friday afternoon, regardless.
I can do that. Yeah, I can
let's do that.
If there's any doubt.
No problem.
Okay.
Right?
Thursday, 27th of November.
We've got a game plan. Sounds good.
Brilliant. Thanks, buddy.
No worries, mate. You have a great night.
All right. You too.
Bye.